Shmuel Beis Perakof Beis. It opens in Pasuk Aleph. V'yedaber David Hashem es divrei Ashira Zois. And David spoke to Hashem and sang this song. Rashi points out, King David had sung this Shira song at the end of his life when his difficulties had ended. The Matsudas learns, King David actually had sang this Shira every single time he was saved by his enemies. The Medrash Sukher Toiv and the Shira Shirim Rabbah brings, anyone who sings to Hashem after a nace, a miracle, happened to them, it's known that Hashem forgives all their sins, and it's as if they become a Bria Chadasha, a new creation. The Abarbanel explains there are four basic parts to this Shira of David. The first section discusses how Hashem is constantly giving protection to the tzaddikim. The second section, which is Pasuk Dalet through Chaf Ches, which starts Mehula Eka Hashem Umeoyve Avashaya, with praise, I call out to Hashem and I'm saved from my enemy. This section highlights the amazing avenues and ways Hashem helped King David. The third section, Chaf Ches through Mem Vav, Ki Aten Neri Hashem VaHashem Yegir Chashki. You are my lamp, Hashem. Hashem illuminates my darkness. This section highlights how Hashem gave David strength to overcome his enemies. The fourth section, Mem Zayin through Nun Aleph, which is the end of the parak, Chai Hashem Ubarach Suri. Hashem lives, and Hashem is my rock. And that's the end of the parak. As we are coming closer to the end of Shmuel Beis, we have seen the amazing events that David had went through in his life. And Pasuk Beis here, as we have mentioned, it says, Umehalal Ekra Hashem, Umeoyvei Vashaya. With praise, I call out to Hashem, and then I'm saved from my enemies. The Mephoshim point out, this pasuk is backwards. It should first say, I am saved from my enemies, and then I call out to Hashem. The Svarim HaKadoshim explained, this was King David's secret, that through thanking Hashem, he was precisely saved from his enemies. King David didn't wait to be saved. Rather, he thanked Hashem for the tzara, for the problem. Then through praising and thanking Hashem itself was the Savior. The Svarim HaKadoshim continued to explain that this is an aspect of what the Medrash Rabbah brings, Kol HaKarbonos B'Teilim La'asid Lovo, Chus MeKorban Toda. The only Korban that will exist when Mashiach comes is the Korban Toda, the sacrifice of thanking. As David was the Mashiach Hashem, the anointed one of Hashem, he was constantly thanking Hashem for every tzara and every problem that came upon him. The more a person thanks Hashem, the more they see Hashem, the closer they become. So through thanking Hashem and singing to Hashem, a person can lift themselves out of their seemingly difficult and painful situation and feel a taste of Olam Haba. King David says in Tehillim, Amanti ki adaber, I believe because I spoke. So we see through speaking to Hashem, a person has the ability to come to Amunah, trust and faith in Hashem. There's a special power of speaking and using your words to talk to Hashem just like you would talk to a friend. As we've mentioned many times in Tehillim, Tehillim is primarily compromised of King David's personal, private conversations with Hashem. How much strength do we need and to motivate ourselves to talk to Hashem? How many Yeridos do we need in order to speak to Hashem on a regular basis? Each and every single one of us, with no exceptions, have the ability to come close to Hashem and to have conversations between Atzmo or Bein Kono, between yourself and the master of the world, the source of all life, the only one who has the absolute ability to save us from all our problems, Hashem Yisbarach, in the way of King David. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.